The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Lucy the Elephant.
You know, I love Lucy. Love Lucy. She and I are the same age, actually. But there's quite a strong aroma emanating from her area.
Sign language.
You couldn't hear it. Tom Brady called a timeout. We couldn't even hear him. He tried using sign language. We couldn't hear him using sign language either. Like, it was incredible how loud it was. That's how loud it was.
Sobriety.
Well, you're not drunk when you're sober. That's the difference.
Clean nuts.
There was a lone steakhouse I used to go to down in Kentucky, and they had bowls of peanuts. I wasn't sucking on those ones. You know, I mean, you need to have clean nuts.
Oh, man.
So I'm talking about the kind you get in a bag at an Elks game. You know what I mean?
It's time for Struds On.
Wrist protection. Last night as I was watching the Oilers game and saw Evander Kane go down, I felt sick. And I'm sure everyone had the same reaction. It was just a terrible, unfortunate accident. That's what it's complete accident, what happened. And, you know, luckily it sounds like you'll be able to come back and play, because it could have been a lot worse, even though it was bad. It could have been a lot worse. But, you know, when I look at Evander Kane's hands, and I always cringe when I saw this when I played, I'm guessing the reason Evander Kane has so much skin showing there is he doesn't like anything, like he doesn't want his jersey or anything touching his gloves when he's shooting. And I get it. And I understand that. I totally get it. But, you know, having that area exposed is so dangerous. And you also see it sometimes, and this blows me away, goalies that have, you know, just exposed skin down by their ankles, right? So they might come out of their... might come out of their skates when maybe they don't wear long socks or whatever, because they say it doesn't feel right. But just having exposed skin, I just always felt sick about it. Now, I'll be honest. Sometimes when I saw exposed skin, I try to slash a guy and, you know, get to his wrist. I get it. But I think back to some of the gloves that Wayne Gretzky wore. The cuffs were so long. And there's a reason for it, right? Because they didn't want to get, you know, slashed or whatever. And I'm not blaming Kane here, but I'm wondering if the league doesn't maybe have to take a look at maybe nose exposed skin. You know, that's something. Now, would a jersey, if Kane's jersey there, was it stopped to slice? I doubt it. But what I used to do, I used to wear wrist guards that had plastic on it, and it would protect me from slashes or if I went into the boards. You know, so I used to hit my forearms on the dasher for whatever. Like, I'd go in and hit a guy, and it hit my arm on there. God, it would hurt, and I could hardly hold my stick. So I don't know if the league can mandate it, but I'm looking at this situation, and you know, just something to try to just help it. Again, a jersey, if his jersey was pulled down, it wouldn't have made the difference. I mean, that was blade. It would have sliced right through the blade, or the blade would have sliced right through the jersey. But just seeing that exposed skin, my God, I always cringe when I see it, whether it's a goal. I mostly I see goalies. Sometimes I see skaters with it as well that don't have it. And I think that having, you know, there's those Kevlar socks you can get, they can just maybe help prevent or reduce the type of slash you get in there. But man, those exposed wrist rigs, I just cringe when I see that. And you don't see it as much anymore, but there are still a few guys with it.